But we begin with what Australia's Prime Minister is calling the International Sound and Light Show, otherwise known as Copenhagen. Certainly the theatrics at the Global Climate Change Talks have moved up a notch in the final week of negotiations, with delegates from the G77 developing countries staging a walkout overnight, angry at what they said were attempts by developed nations to kill off the Kyoto Protocol. Here's Britain's Climate Secretary Ed Miliband urging the delegates to return to the talks.
I think the priority now is to get down to the substantive conversations. I said earlier today that negotiators and ministers need to get their act together. I think that remains the case. I don't think we're doing a good job of it so far today.
Those negotiators did eventually rejoin the talks, but today's protests haven't just come from inside the summit, nor have they been confined to Copenhagen. In Sydney this morning, protesters climbed one of the sails of the Sydney Opera House to make a dramatic call for action from the world leaders at the climate talks. Brendan Trembath was there for The World Today.
Media helicopters circle as one of the sails of the Sydney Opera House is occupied by protesters. 45 metres up, the five unfurl a huge banner with the message, "Stop the politics, climate treaty now." But then the police arrive. As a high-level operation to remove the protesters begins, security guards stop tourists from climbing the main steps. Pam Moores is from England.
It's disappointing, really. We've come all this way and this is one thing we really wanted to see, so it's disappointing that we can't get up and have a look.
Kane Reid is from Mount Isa. He's not sure why all the police cars and trucks are parked out front.
I actually didn't know anything about it. We're just here for the day. Can't have the zoo, so we're just wasting some time.
The protesters' big banner is not up for long, but the Greenpeace Chief Executive Officer, Linda Selvey, considers the protest a success.
With only 4 days to go with Copenhagen, it's a critical time to get across the message that Australians want strong action on climate change.
Some people might not appreciate it being used as a platform, though, for a political protest.
Well, again, the most important thing that's happening in the world's history is happening at the moment at Copenhagen, and with only a few days to go, we need to do what we can to get a message across to world leaders that we need strong action on climate change.
The police see things differently. Detective Inspector Paul McDonald.
This operation's caused a bit of disruption to our normal activities throughout the day. It's taken approximately 2 hours. It's diverted resources from our normal activities. It's also caused some disruption to the normal opera house activities today.
He does not want to comment on the climate talks in Copenhagen or this particular protest. It's not the first time the Opera House has become a platform for protesters.
People have a right to protest, but we respect that.
Watching all the action is Melinda Turner from Melbourne. She has her nephew Sean in tow and is trying to explain to him what all the fuss is about. She doesn't mention climate change.
Just telling him there are people on the house that shouldn't be there, that the police have come to rescue.
And you said, they were naughty?
Yes, they're naughty people for being up there. We don't climb on other people's property.
That's a tourist in Sydney, Melinda Turner, speaking to Brendan Trembath.